Hot temperatures the next couple of days. The forecast high today of 90 will be very near the record of 91 set in 2017 and would be the third 90-degree day officially at the International Airport in Jacksonville. Realize we don't average our first 90-degree day until about April 29th to May 5th, so late April to early May, and we're already two in here. The average is 82 for the year, so we're pushing forward here. Now, we've had hot springs before that were not followed by hot summers. Let's hope that's the way it goes. Unusually hot, I should say. I mean, all our summers are hot, right? We have our average high temperature is 90 plus from mid-June to late August, but this is premature, obviously. The good news is it's not going to last. We have quite the cool down in the first alert 5-day forecast here as we look ahead to the weekend. But first, 90 degree temperatures today and tomorrow, and then on Friday we start to see the wind shift off the Atlantic out of the southeast, and that will allow temperatures to come down at least a few degrees. Now, not much, and there will be quite a bit of humidity, but we'll be in the mid-80s on Friday. The beaches will stay mostly in the upper 70s and likely fall into the low to mid-70s by late afternoon. The rip current risk will start to increase Friday, and that is a concern going into the weekend. A lot of out-of-towners, there's still some, especially private schools with spring break, so people will be itching to go to the beach, I imagine, and the conditions don't look particularly favorable and potentially dangerous with onshore flow, so that is something to keep in mind. And we could use some rain, always this time of year. After some timely rains in March, we've kind of turned off the faucets recently, but we do have some opportunities for rain over the weekend. The first one is Saturday afternoon and evening as a disturbance moves across the area with the front hung up across northeast Florida. And we should see showers and perhaps even a few thunderstorms later Saturday and Saturday night. So with any luck, that'll be some decent rain. We'll continue to track the timing and intensity on that. But it looks like the first rainfall over the weekend will be Saturday afternoon, Saturday night. Friday should stay primarily dry. And then Sunday, strong onshore flow develops as low pressure develops to the east of Florida. Now, depending on the exact location of that low pressure area will dictate just how windy it is, and more importantly, just how wet it is. Right now, looks like at least showers from I-95 to the beaches on and off on Sunday, perhaps even a little bit more inland at times. Winds could gust to 30 to 35 miles per hour, especially at the beaches, and we'll see a very high rip current risk by Sunday as it continues to increase from Friday through Saturday, reaching very high on Sunday. Breakers at the beaches could be reaching and exceeding 5 feet by Saturday night into Sunday, maybe 7-8 footers at times. That's going to be a dangerous scenario for the end of the weekend, and high temperatures struggling to get in the low 70s on Sunday. That's quite a change. We'll go below average, and the beaches will likely be stuck in the 60s Sunday, and this onshore flow pattern will last into early next week, at least into Monday and Tuesday. It'll be quite windy, and temperatures will be held in check because of that, staying generally below average, which will be a nice break, considering we're on a pattern here since about the first day of spring that's been unseasonably warm after a rather cool first 3 weeks of March, at least relatively so. And, of course, we continue to have lots going on through the weekend besides Easter and Passover. We have the Jumbo Shrimp, their second home game of the season this evening. Looks very similar to last night. Fair to partly cloudy skies. Temperatures in the 80s. First pitch only slowly dropping into the 70s, so quite warm. Not a whole lot of wind. We have the first Wednesday of the month, meaning Art Walk this evening. Very warm. Temperatures 85 to 90. About 5 p.m. will just slowly drop through the 80s. So shorts and a t-shirt. And then we have River Jams returns this month every Thursday. And so the first one will be this week on Thursday with a partly sunny sky. And once again, very warm. Upper 80s, only slowly dropping through the 80s into the 70s during the concerts as we go into Thursday evening. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.